We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is the Rob Zicari Show. We are back from a very, very, very extended vacation. Very extended vacation, and it's great to be back. Okay, now let's get to everything. We got all the family stuff out of the way. We got the baby stuff out of the way. We got the Rochester Delta problem out of. We got it all out of the way, right? Right? We got it all out of the way. So now let's deal with things that we missed and things that are developing. Now, it's amazing. This is amazing to me. Now, before the conventions, anytime there was a Black Lives Matter dust up, okay? Anytime, no matter how big, no matter how small, anytime the news covered it, okay? Anything. To the point where CNN would have cameras there, MSNBC would have cameras there, Fox would have cameras there. MSNBC, CNBC, Fox Business, no matter what, anytime there was a Black Lives Matter situation, the media was there. They covered it. And if things were on fire, oh, forget about it. Now, as the campaigns progressed, you noticed less coverage. Why? Because what started out as a social justice crusade, what started out as a Trayvon Martin situation, you know what I'm saying? Where no matter what side you are on, there was troubling things in aspects of some of these cases where there would be compassion. And you would say, they shouldn't have been doing this or he shouldn't have been doing this. And maybe there's a little blame to be spread around. But then that kind of morphed into any situation involving somebody black and police officers was instantly used political fuel. Instantly used as political fuel. And for Black Lives Matter, it was instantly used to go out and break stuff, go out and loot stuff, go out and just be really nasty and bad. So you went from, hey, that's a situation that I think everybody can get on board and go, rather it was the little boy in Cleveland with the toy gun where the cops pulled up, jumped out, and shot the kid, and you're like, man, you know, would a different police officer have reacted that way? Forget the white black component. It has nothing to do with white black. It's a high crime rate area. You have police officers that are not necessarily experienced. I think one of the police officers had been fired from a different police department. And one of his supervisors even said they did not want him to have a gun. So, there's genuine concern. There's genuine pause thinking we got to do something different. But that's not the case. That's not the case now. That's not the case. So something that was legit, something that would give you a pause for concern, is turned into just deranged criminals. I mean, literally deranged criminals running around the street, burning stuff, lighting stuff on fire, just horrible, horrible, horrible things. Horrible things. Horrible things. All for no reason. Just because it gives them excuse to do something horrible. And the media and the Clinton campaign, which really are one and the same, seen this happening. So they've seen this turn. So they've seen an issue that was getting, you know, sympathy. Like I said, people are like, even your staunchest of conservatives, even your staunchest of conservatives went, let me pause. And they've seen that going to a direction where people were starting to turn on Black Lives Matter. People were starting to go, hey, now, wait a minute. This situation is different than that situation. This incident is different than that incident. Hey, now, you're talking about killing cops. Hey, now, you're talking about beating up white people. Hey, now, you're talking about white people getting the back of the line. You're talking about frying pigs like bacon. Hey, okay, wait a minute. Time out. Wait a minute. So people started to turn. People started to say, hey, this is different. This is different. This is not a 12-year-old boy shot by an overzealous cop. Hey, this isn't a situation that everybody could actually discuss and say, okay, maybe that person did something wrong there, that family did something wrong. Now what started going on was reflecting on the Democrat Party, was deflecting on Hillary Clinton. Remember, the Black Lives Matter movement, that's in part a George Soros funded social justice experiment. Remember, the guy that is running the Black Lives movement group, that DeVry guy, that whatever his name is, Malika DeVry or whatever the hell it goes by. I mean, he's got very close and intimate connections with the head of Twitter. I mean, this is a Democrat Party organization. It's an extension of the Democrat Party. It's to create this racial politics, this divide, this look what they're doing to you, and we're the only ones that can help you fight them. Well, now all of a sudden, when they're chanting, you know, kill whitey, pigs in a blanket, when they're doing that, when they're spray painting police stations, when these things are being caught on camera, all of a sudden people start to turn. People start to turn. People that were on the fence start to go, hey, this is wrong. This isn't some social awareness group. This isn't like some group of kids from college protesting the Vietnam War. This is This is just an excuse for people to get together and light things on fire. This is wrong. So the media started to pull back coverage. You notice that the media started to pull back coverage. There wasn't around the clock showing of things on fire or people screaming, you know, kill cops. Started to pull back that coverage. You have police officers being killed, being slaughtered, being ambushed. Killed over the weekend. You don't hear about it, do you? Not hearing about it at all. So they start pulling back this coverage. Because what happens? Donald Trump says, I'm going to be the law and order candidate. You notice you don't hear Trump saying that anymore? You notice you don't see all of this looting and rioting and killing anymore on TV? You don't see it reported in the newspapers? Why? Because Trump's narrative was the law and order candidate. I'm going to restore law and order. And just like that, you don't hear anything bad anymore. No crime. Just nothing. It's like rainbows and unicorns. Rainbows and unicorns. You think this was all a coincidence? Seriously, you think this was all a coincidence? You think this was all a coincidence? I mean, hell. Look what happened with the Freddie Gray case. Look what happened to the Freddie Gray case. Those cops were all acquitted. The final cops were acquitted. And the prosecution said, we're not going to keep going after it. It's over. It's done. Those cops were exonerated. Done. Finished. And there was no riots. There was no looting. Nothing happened. You notice that? Now, again, that wasn't a coincidence. That wasn't a coincidence. Remember, the media are Democrats. The media is controlled by Democrats. Democrats control the media. Black Lives Matter are controlled by Democrats. Black Lives Matter is not an organic movement. It's not like some scene out of Rocky where here comes the social justice warrior. Here comes DeVry, Malik, whatever the hell his name is, running down the street. And black people go to their windows everywhere and go, oh, let's join. And then they run out and start following them. And before you know it, there's 10,000 black people running through the streets of Philadelphia, jumping up and down in front of a statue. No, it's not organic. Democrats fund this group. Democrats created this group. George Soros. His money is behind this group. Whether it's Black Lives Matter or it's other protests that show up at a Trump campaign. It's all created. It's all funded. It's all Democrats. So the Democrats got with DeVry. Remember, he makes money from them. So that's the only way he has a paycheck. And other leaders in that group, they all get paid by Democrats. So they said, listen, don't protest, don't riot, just don't do that stuff anymore. Starting to get a backlash. Starting to make us all not look good. So Freddie Gray verdict comes out, nothing. Just, I mean, it was shocking when that decision came out last week or the week before. I thought for sure things are gonna get caught on fire. I thought for sure. Nope. Silent. I mean, again, remember when all these riots were going on. Remember the police getting ambushed. Remember that narrative. Remember the round-the-clock coverage. And Trump being the law and order man. And that's when those polls, that's when the people were like, yeah. Remember, Trump today is the same Trump he was 3 weeks ago. Trump today is the same Trump he was 4 weeks ago. The stuff Trump says today is the same stuff he said 5 weeks ago. He hasn't changed. The narrative, the media has changed. I mean, to watch this past week and a half, to watch the media from print to internet to television, to watch them just work together to go after Trump has really been a thing of beauty. It really has. It's really been a thing of beauty. I've never seen anything like it before. It's like a Picasso. Seriously, the painting from, I mean, just from CNN to MSNBC to the New York Times to the Washington Post to BuzzFeed to the Daily Beast to NBC, late night shows, to HBO. I mean, just to watch everybody systematically have the same message, the same talking points. It's an art. It really is. It's a fine piece of. You've got no coverage of any unrest that now goes on. You have Black Lives Matter. You have those leaders being told to shut the F up. I mean, let's face it, that's what happened. The Hillary Clinton people, the Soros people, they all said, hey, DeVry, shut the F up. When you get everybody worked up, when you get them in a frothy lather, it plays into the narrative of Donald Trump being law and order. Plays into that narrative, and we can't have it. You don't want him president, do you?
No.
All right, then. So shut the F up. Just remember. You might have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You might have thousands of people in these different areas. Rather it's in Baltimore, rather it's in Missouri, wherever. You might have them supporting you, but remember, we are your master, okay? We are your master. You wouldn't have any of this if it wasn't for us. If it wasn't for me, George Soros. If it wasn't for me, Hillary Clinton. If it wasn't for me, the Democrat Party, you would have nothing. Without us, you'd have nothing. Without Twitter, you would have nothing. You are my dog. And what did DeVry do? Okay, all right, you're right. I'm your dog. I'm your bitch. I'm your bitch dog. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, I take it a chapter of the Black Lives Matter movement in Milwaukee didn't like the stand down order. They didn't like the stand down order. Because they're all in Milwaukee. They're all sitting around. They're getting a little fidgety. They're getting a little testy. They want to burn something down. They want to loot something. And they're told by DeVry, stand down. And here's this guy who's making $150,000, $200,000 a year, getting paid by the white man, hanging out with the Twitter boss, some say in a very intimate way. That's what some say. I'm not saying it. I'm just repeating what some say. So they're getting itchy. They're getting a little fidgety. So what happens? A gangster. I mean, this is where we are now. A gangster. A convicted criminal. Not just your average convicted criminal, but just a really bad, bad gangbanger. A guy with a semi-automatic pistol gets shot in Milwaukee by the cops. He gets shot. Milwaukee police pull a car over. The suspect in the car has a gun. Semi-automatic gun. A confrontation ensues, and he's shot. This isn't a guy selling CDs at a convenience store. This isn't a guy selling loose cigarettes. This isn't anything like, this isn't a little 13-year-old boy with a fake gun. This is a straight up gangster. Gangster. Thug. This Silva K. Smith had a long list. I mean, a long list. Of priors. This is a bad dude, man. A really bad dude. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This isn't a little kid. This isn't a family man selling loose cigarettes. This is a bad dude. So he gets into confrontation with the cops. And the cops shoot him. They shoot him. And what happens? All hell breaks loose in Milwaukee. Now, unless you were on Twitter, you didn't know about this. I had no idea about this. I was at dinner. I was eating. They even had the news on in the restaurant that I was eating at. They even had the news on. And it was playing some, like, I think John Walsh to capture a pedophile. I don't know, something like that. There was no break in the coverage. There was nothing like that. Which, a month or so ago, 2 months ago, it would have been on every single network, even on a Saturday, even on a Sunday. It's a fact. When these incidences have happened before, on the weekend, they were covered. They were covered. They had people there live. Well, Saturday night, the Black Lives Matter people didn't like the stand down order too much. They didn't like the fact that their boss is living high on the hog, and this was their excuse. This was their reason to act out, which completely destroys the concept of what Black Lives Matter was supposed to be all about. Remember, hands up, don't shoot. When you're rioting, when you're getting upset, when you're burning gas stations down because a gangbanger, a gangster, a criminal was shot by the cops who had a semi-automatic handgun. When you're outraged over that and you start burning buildings down, you're going against what Black Lives Matter is supposed to be all about. You're going against what the media and the Democrats have been telling you Black Lives Matter is all about. And in turn, the media wasn't going to cover it. That's why today the media is not covering it. That's why today, if you turn on CNN, you're going to see Joe Biden talking about Trump being dangerous and profoundly wrong. You're not going to see video. You're not going to see anything that happened over the weekend, because that plays in to Trump being for law and order. And it also exposes that Black Lives Matter is nothing more than a bunch of lawless criminals and thugs and just gangsters and just bad, bad people. Bad people. Plain and simple. So in turn, unless you had Twitter, you had no idea what happened Saturday and Sunday in Milwaukee. You had no idea. I mean, the National Guard was called in. Buildings were on fire. Cop cars were on fire. We have seen in the past round-the-clock coverage of riots that had less action than what happened over the weekend. We've seen more coverage on a weekend of a Donald Trump rally that involved a bunch of chupacabras in San Jose marching in front of the building and throwing rocks at cops. a weekend of round-the-clock coverage was something that we used to always see. And now, nothing. You have a gas, I mean, things were burned down over the weekend. Things were burned down over the weekend. Do you understand that? Burnt down. They were burnt down because the cops shot a gangster. A gangster with a semi-automatic handgun. They burnt buildings down. People were chanting black power, talking about beating up white people. And you didn't see it anywhere. You didn't see it anywhere. This was a coincidence. Seriously, you think this was a coincidence? You think this just happened? You think CNN and MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, think it was just a coincidence that the cameras weren't there? You think it'll be a coincidence that tonight there'll be no panels discussing what happened over the weekend? Of course it's not a coincidence. And from this point to Election Day, you will not see Black Lives Matter coverage. You will not. When they rebel against their leader who tells them to stand down, you will not see media coverage. You will not see it. You will not see it. I mean, think about this. The other incidences that happened, Don Lemon was actually there. Chris Cuomo was actually there. Chris Hayes is actually there. All these other incidences where things are lit on fire and it's gone on for more than one day. Every single one of these media outlets had their people there live. This weekend, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Isn't that amazing? Nothing. Coincidence? Of course not. Of course not. It's 11 o'clock on the West Coast. It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast, okay? And not one of these shows on CNN have talked about the weekend's riots. They haven't showed footage of the buildings being burnt down. They haven't showed footage of people chanting to kill Whitey, black power, nothing. It's as if it didn't happen. It's basically like I used to talk about months ago, hell, years ago, when I would say things that happen today have been happening for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. The only difference is today we have social media, we have cable news, we the internet, the various newspapers, just things that we didn't have years and years and years ago. So the way somebody that lived in California, the way somebody that lived in New York, or the way somebody lived in Florida knew what was going on was their local newspaper in the world section or the national section. And in turn, there's only so much you can print. So it was basically, maybe the top five stories. And the nightly news, which was, Brokaw or Rather or Cronkite. Made a half hour. So unless they talked about it, unless they printed it, you had no idea what was going on. So children being abducted, people being shot, murdered, whatever. We didn't know about that. Unless it was something big, something huge, something, salacious. So we just went on with our daily lives like, all is well, rainbows and unicorns. And it's the same now, because unless the media reports it, unless you see cable news, unless you see the internet, unless you see them reporting, we don't know what's going on. That's why I always say, he who controls the media rules the world. Republicans never learn that. Republicans worried about controlling a House seat in Wichita, Kansas. And Democrats worried about controlling NBC. Democrats worried about controlling CBS. Democrats worried about controlling ABC. Because you can have a Republican congressman, you can have a Republican senator, doesn't matter. And he could have a position that is opposite of the Democrats. But guess what? ABC, NBC, CBS, and every other outlet bashes that Republican. He will change his position. He will soften his position. It's a fact. It's a fact. Happens all the time. So if the media doesn't report what happened over the weekend, guess what? It didn't happen. Remember, I spent... Excuse me. Jesus. I spent the weekend or the week with my liberal father. I talked to them last night. They had no idea what happened over the weekend. My dad had no idea. My dad goes, I think I heard something about that. I was like, you didn't see those gas stations that was on fire? No. But I did hear that there's something going on. There you go. It's amazing to me, guys. Absolutely stunning. So that was Milwaukee. Black Lives Matter practically burns the city to the ground. And the media declined to cover it. Makes the Democrats look bad.